Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Good morning, Shane Equipment. How can we help you?
Good morning. Trying to get a hold of Leslie, please.
1 minute.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Leslie. How's it going? It's Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
At where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm hanging in there. It's Monday morning, bright and early here.
Yeah, bright and early here, too, as far as I'm concerned. I drove to Columbus this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And it always wears me down, you know. Like, I like to stay home on the weekends and get my shit together so I can come back to work on Monday, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of what I did last weekend. I drove out to the desert and just it takes a lot out of you. You're not doing anything but driving, but I don't know.
No, it does. It wears you out. You know, we all work very hard during the week, and then you kind of need those weekends to rejuvenate yourself.
True.
Anyway, yeah, what's going on?
Just checking in with you. I think I don't know if you're still talking to that guy or not, but he was looking to do the $400,000 swab truck, and it was going to be a pretty tough one because he was a startup, didn't really have...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still on your radar or not, but thought I'd touch base with you on that one and just see if there's anything else out there you guys are
looking
into.
Does your company, are they willing to take something like that on?
Sure.
Did you talk to your guys? What'd they say?
Well, pretty much what it would come down to is just how much he had down, really. I mean, if he has half down, obviously that's a ton of money. It's $200,000. Most people just don't have that in their back pocket. But if he has half down... I mean, not necessarily. I'm just saying, I know I could do it if he had half down, which is a ton of money. $200,000 isn't something someone just has in their back pocket.
Well, can you find out exactly without knowing what his credit is, or do they want an application before they tell you what they think? Can you find out will they do a deal like that for a startup? That's what I want to know. Did you ask?
Well, I know that we can. I mean, I have before. In the past, but they just had
what,
the money down.
Without half down. I need you to find out, can they do it? Because this guy does not have half down.
Gotcha, okay.
What I need to know is, do you have options for a company like that to obtain financing on a high dollar loan?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see what our guidelines are.
This is the other thing, Dennis, just to take it one step further. Can you find out what programs you have available for startups? Get all of that in line and send it to me.
Okay.
I want to know everything, like what you have, because that is where my hole is for helping my people, is the guys that come in who are startups. I do not have a good, solid lender in that area, and we sell titleable equipment, so they have an asset to hold.
Right.
But I want to know all the options. Do they want added collateral? Do they need a co-signer? Is there any possible way to do it? And you're telling me now that yes, there is, with 50% down. Are there other options besides that? What other programs do they have available? In fact, you might as well just send me over all of the different options that y'all have. You know, for certain credit type people, this is what we have. For the medium credit, this is what we have. For the poor credit, this is what we have. For startups, you know, and also age of trucks. How old will you go? Is it a collateral-based loan, or are you looking at credit only? You know, those types of things will really help me when I make a decision to send you a customer. And there's no sense in us wasting each other's time in any way, shape, or form. If you have a product and I have a customer that'll fit that product, I want to match it up. But I can't do it unless I know exactly what your products are, and that includes a lot of details many times.
Right, no, absolutely, I agree 100%. Yeah, let me work up an email for you.
The last thing I want to do is send you a customer and have it not work out, because it really upsets my customers to have to go through the process a second time.
Oh, yeah.
And it, I'm sure, is not so great for you either. So, yeah, check it out, okay? And then send me an email and then call me and tell me I sent you an email with a bunch of stuff on it.
Okay, will do.
Okay? All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Care.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.